Hi, I'm Sean Sutter, news and feature writer for Search Health IT.
And I'm Kristen Lee, news writer for Search Health IT.
We're the Search Health IT Hit Squad, so welcome to another one of our podcast episodes. In this Hit Squad podcast, we'll talk about 3D printing in healthcare, customer relationship management, CRM, in healthcare, and our predictions, prognostications, and pensive thoughts about health IT in 2016. Apologies for the alliteration. Oh, yes, and I forgot, Kristen, we are also going to talk a little bit about a hip-hop doctor who is pretty hot in health IT. So, Kristen, you recently wrote a great article about a neurosurgeon in upstate New York who's been using 3D printing to model aneurysms and other brain disorders to assist in surgery and training with good results. So, how does 3D printing work in the medical setting, and how widely do you think it's going to be used? I mean, I know people were really excited about this technology at the RSNA conference I went to recently in Chicago, where they talked about using 3D modeling for everything from oncology surgery to face transplants. So what did you find when you talked to these medical people in New York about 3D printing?
Yeah, so in this case, they are mainly using it for complicated brain aneurysm surgeries that they have to do. And basically what happens is they'll take the data from a CT or MRI scan, and then through a third-party software kind of translate that into the 3D printer. The 3D printer then prints out, you know, this aneurysm, and from there they can kind of do dry runs to see what would be the best way to operate on this
patient. It's a plastic model, right?
It's a plastic model, yeah. And so that's how they're doing it, just trying to do dry runs because, you know, normally surgeons, they just kind of go in there, not blindly, but, you know, not really knowing, and then they have to play it by ear, things can go wrong. So in this case, not only is it helping with good outcomes in terms of the patient and the surgery, but it is actually helping them also save money because they, you know, don't have to use as many resources. They can kind of lower that number, and then they also don't have to spend as much time in the OR. So
that is really cool.
Yeah, and you know, I think 3D printing is going to be a really big thing. I think it's going to explode, and so did this doctor that I talked to.
It clearly is taking off really quickly. Yeah. RSNA, they had a whole track on it one morning. It did make an appearance last year, but this year it was just bigger with more applications.
Right.
So
right.
So can you tell me a little bit about ZDogg MD?
Sure, yes.
Okay. I enjoy some of his hip-hop health IT videos, especially with his troubles with interoperability, making fun of sort of information blocking and interoperability. What's he like?
Oh, he's great. So Zubin Damania, that's his name. He founded Turntable Health in Las Vegas. And, you know, he founded this this clinic, primary care, because he wants to change how primary care is done, basically. You know, his point of view is that we're kind of stuck in this limbo state between, you know, healthcare of the past and then healthcare of the future. You know, we're trying to use technology, but it's not really, we haven't found that balance yet. And to him, he thinks human relationships are really important. So that's why he started Turntable Health in Las Vegas. As for his kind of alternate persona, I guess you could say, ZDogg, he felt that when he was working in the hospital, he didn't really have a voice as a physician just to talk about these issues, like what you said, Sean, you know, interoperability is one of them. So he started, you know, ZDogg and creating these parodies of kind of popular famous songs, like, for example, Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. His version is called EHR State of Mind, and, and in that he criticizes, you know, interoperability and meaningful use and stuff like that in a really, really great way, but he gets his point across. So yeah, he was very interesting to talk to.
One question I had, though, about ZDogg, about Zubin, is do you feel like he ruffles the feathers of some of the establishment in the health IT, or he does it in such a funny way that he kind of gets his message across without offending anyone?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. It seems like he hasn't ruffled too many feathers in his rap videos. I don't know if it's because, you know, maybe people, you know, like Epic haven't heard about him yet or something. Yeah. But I know that he does travel around to various like physician and nurse conferences type things, and he'll talk and perform a song there.
Well, I do know that he's somewhat affiliated with Athena Health. That's just to put it out on the table, which is an epic competitor, and I know, you know, or frequent critic of Epic, and I do know that Jonathan Bush has tweeted out some stuff about Z-Dog and the good stuff, because you know, so
maybe he's just like, it's just, I mean, if anyone's listening, and you know, you should see his videos because they're really good. Maybe they're just so good that you can't really get mad
at him. That's what I feel.
Yeah,
I feel like they're so well done that it's such an affectionate satire and parody of mainstream healthcare and health IT that everybody will laugh with it. Sort of like Jon Stewart. He didn't have to agree with his politics. He just thought it was really funny.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. I'm sure that's what's happening. So, Sean, you just finished a story that we published any day now on searchhealthit.com about CRM startup that came out of the health IT world and its rivalry with CRM giant Salesforce, right?
Right.
So, and Salesforce recently announced its big healthcare play in the form of a platform called Health Cloud. So, what's that battle all about, and how is it shaping up?
Well, it's Salesforce made a big splash with its announcement of this Health Cloud CRM for healthcare. Now, CRM for healthcare, what is it? Okay, we know that it's about treating patients more like customers. You know, mm-hmm. how in the retail business, you know, you try to please the customer. That's number one. Mm-hmm. In healthcare in the past, this is almost one of the things that Z-Dog MD has criticized, that the patient sometimes is last, you know, to the medical establishment. They want to do their thing first. They want to do it the way they want to do it. Now, CRM is treating patients as customers, you know, like having appointments on time, making them affordable, explaining what's going on to the patients. If they can't make appointments at certain times, notifying them. And that's what this software is going to do. Mm-hmm. And Salesforce, as everybody knows, it's the sixth largest software company in the world or something like that. It's huge. It's got revenues in the many billions. And it's coming into a lot of industries, and it's coming into healthcare with Health Cloud. And the head of that initiative is Dr. Joshua Newman, MD, who's the chief medical officer of Salesforce. So I interviewed him after I had interviewed HC1.com, which is a startup started in 2011, which does CRM in healthcare, but strictly from a health IT perspective. Mm-hmm. They're not a big multinational company like Salesforce, which is working in many different vertical markets. It's just health IT. Mm-hmm. And so they already have a CRM. They call it CRM in healthcare system. And I talked to one of their users at Eskenazi Health in Indianapolis, a pretty big health system, very big. And they're actually using, and Salesforce hasn't really introduced their system yet, their platform. It'll be, Dr. Newman told me it'll be in February probably. But my story sort of goes into the tug of war between these two, and the HC1.com says that security, you know, their system is more secure because it's not a multi-tenant cloud. Mm-hmm. Like Salesforce, you know, hosts many, you know, hundreds and hundreds of companies in its cloud, and they're all partitioned into their own little areas. Mm-hmm. And so HC1.com says, no, you know, in healthcare, the model is a secure private cloud. So that's one thing. The other thing is HC1.com says they have healthcare-specific data models. And Salesforce says, well, we easily can develop that. And Salesforce says, well, they're not really new to healthcare and health IT because they've been selling into the pharmaceutical market for years and the lab test market. So, the two kind of gently trade criticisms of each other, but it goes to show, I think, how much expansion is going on in CRM and healthcare now.
Right.
That a company like Salesforce is jumping in, and they're the acknowledged CRM leader worldwide. Right. So it's going to be quite a battle and fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely.
So Kristen, let's change course a little bit. Let's talk about next year, 2016, which allegedly is coming up. What What have you been hearing that's going to be big next year, whether it's at HIMSS, which starts February 29th in Las Vegas, and that's the traditional kickoff to the Health IT year and beyond. So what have you been hearing that's hot, trendy, making money out in Health IT?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, 3D printing, like I talked about earlier, is definitely going to be a big thing. The other thing I've been hearing a lot more about is cloud. I actually just came across a report by BitGlass, which is a cloud access security broker, that found that the use of cloud in regulated industries, so that's not just healthcare, it includes like financial services as well, that the use of cloud in those industries has jumped from 15% in 2014 to 39% this year, and that's a pretty big jump. But then just focusing on healthcare, cloud adoption has grown from 37%. Grown to 37% this year from 8% last year, which is another huge jump. So in addition to these numbers, I also recently wrote a story about Creative Solutions. I talked to their CIO, and he said that they're 100% in the cloud. So it just seems to be becoming a big thing within healthcare.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The only last bastions of non-cloud are the big EHR vendors like Cerner and Epic. But both of them have cloud hosting capabilities. But eventually, most observers that I've talked to think that cloud is going to be, it has such a financial imperative because it's so much less expensive to economies of scale to hold data instead of in lots of little silos, put it all up there. And as you've written about, I mean, the security issues, if properly executed, are quite manageable.
Right,
and
yeah.
HIPAA should not be an issue in the long term. Yeah. But the only thing is, a lot of the big providers, whether it's the Mayo Clinic or Cleveland Clinic, and they're still a little bit leery about releasing the proprietary medical images and patients' PHI to someone else. It may not be the cloud. It may be it's not under their exclusive control.
Right.
So
right.
They have to kind of break through that barrier. So, yeah. But I think a lot of smaller providers are starting to use the cloud.
Yeah.
And definitely cloud EHR providers like Athena, like Practice Fusion are already on the cloud.
Right. Right.
So. Yeah, I've been hearing about the cloud too. I also have been hearing that CRM. Oh, so I just jumped in and started giving you my predictions.
But, no, go for it.
All right, so CRM is starting to be popular because with value-based reimbursement that's partly a reaction to higher deductibles for people's own health plans at their work. So people have to pay more money. So they will shop around more to different healthcare providers, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to keep your patients happy.
Right.
So that's why they want more CRM systems to engage with their patients and keep them on board.
Yeah, I think that's what Zubin Damania is doing with his Turntable Health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he really is. So one thing that I'm pretty sure is coming next year is the long-awaited HIPAA audits. carried out by the Office of Civil Rights of the HHS, which also oversees CMS and ONC. And so these audits will start hitting across the country, and there'll be fines, most likely. And so these are going to be for all sizes of providers. So the physician practices, the ambulatory providers who don't have really good security systems and protocols and testing in place and training could get a rude awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see, because a lot of breaches of PHI is happening, not only in these big Anthem type breaches, the big insurers that we saw hit, but also in smaller breaches at smaller providers. So that the government's taking that very seriously. So, however, those audits might be complicated by, we're getting into the last year of the Obama administration. So the various chiefs, parts of the different departments and bureaucracies will start leaving, if history is any guide. Mm-hmm. And so Jocelyn Samuels, the new OCR director, came on board just about a year ago. Who knows? She might be out the door Dr. Karen DeSalvo, MD, who's head of ONC, will probably be out the door, which traditionally happens in the last year of an administration. Nothing unusual about that. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that affects, you know, whether that puts a lot of ONC initiatives, including meaningful use, on kind of on hold for a while. Mm-hmm. I'd also say that wearables will make a slow but steady progress in healthcare. I mean, they're being adopted in medical settings, not just Fitbit for people who work out at home, mm-hmm. but it probably won't be explosive growth, but still incremental, just like telemedicine. And let's see, I think those are enough random thoughts about 2016 for now. And I wanted to ask you, though, before we finish this podcast, like, we just had our health IT team had a lunch. What do you think is the favorite food of people in health IT? Food and beverages. Well, what do you think would be the proper, the most popular foods?
The most popular foods?
Yeah, or dishes or cuisines. I mean, would it be something healthy, or would it be just going all out with cakes and pies? And
I think our team can be pretty healthy, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we strike a good balance. I mean, from what I've seen of you guys seem to be very health conscious, which is kind of appropriate since we're, you know,
writing about healthcare. And do you think the people out in the world, like the vendors and the doctors that we speak with, do you think they're health conscious about their diets? And
I think so.
Well, I think so, too. But over Christmas and the holiday season, they might go out the window.
I personally think holidays, you just need to enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes. I would just don't even worry about it.
All right. Good.
Sean, you're off the hook. You can have whatever you want.
Well, I don't know. We all want to watch our you know, cholesterol levels, blood pressure, chronic illnesses. We don't want to get stuck in any population health dilemmas.
That would be nice.
Over the holidays. So that kind of wraps up our holiday season edition of Hit Squad. So thanks for listening, and keep checking back at searchhealthit.com for more episodes. Happy holidays, and see you next year.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Bye.